When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Speaking Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Flemington Car and Truck Country. Best car buying experience ever online at Flemington.com. Award-winning House of Cupcakes, HouseofCupcakes.com, and Casa Gennaro's. Reservations, call 609-683-1212.
This is The Speaking Podcast. I'm Jessica Gibson, and we are at the Scotty's Comedy Cove Pub. I mixed it all up, but...
There's a pelican somewhere in there.
Yeah. I am with Jay Black. Troy Moore, Bill Spadia, and Jim Donzi, our special guest, is here, the winner of the Comedy Cove Tuesday night competition.
Why the pelican, Bill? Well, when you come to Springfield, don't you think of the ocean? Is it that the first thing you think of? Is
you know what we did see?
Wait.
Are we not recording?
Oh, well, I accepted your FaceTime share, so Paul.
Oh, is that what I did? I wasn't sure. Like, you popped up. I thought I was getting rid of it. You have the picture now.
But now I have it. Yeah, thanks.
Yes, now you have the picture.
Sorry, so back to the podcast. Yeah.
There were like, how many cops? There were like three cops. Some idiot.
You are way too far away.
Get closer, Bill.
Some idiot is, I'm coming off of,
Jim, we will, I think it was 24. We swear.
I think it was Route 24, getting off the exit to Milburn to come here.
Right.
Some idiot backing up on the ramp.
Wow.
Right, with a cop behind
him.
Was it you? Was it one of you?
You're like, yeah, I missed my exit.
But then they put their hazards on. I'm like, when you're on a highway backing up, the hazards don't help.
Right.
I thought they were broken down. Then the cop behind me went around all of us.
Right.
Like, no! That,
how
he
helpful is that?
Somewhere important to me?
Yeah, he had somewhere else to be other than the moron backing up on the highway.
Putting on your hazards when you're doing something dangerous on the highway is like saying excuse me as you're swinging a baseball bat in line at Disney World. Like, pardon me. Excuse me. I'm so sorry. I am very upset that I'm doing this right now. So we're here with Jim Donzi, who is the other winner of our comedy contest. And Jim, thank you. Well, we say other winner. Last week we have Ron.
A disclosure, too, that he is friends with Jill Myra.
We have to disclose.
Legally.
Friends or cousin?
I'm married to her. She's
one of the most frequent people guesting on our podcast now.
Because she's on the wedding podcast a lot. Right?
Yeah. Jill Myra.
We have her slated to replace Jay. If and when Jay craps
there's
out.
Like a list of like 40 people.
For Troy.
Jim's on the list.
Bill, Bill is not only counting on me falling off the wagon and into despair, he's actively encouraging it.
Is that what you said?
I'm a bit of a pusher.
No, Bill. Bill. Every time I hang out with Bill, he'll get a drink. He'll be like, come on. What kind of AA helper are you? My goodness.
They do that in Sopranos.
Right?
Yes.
They encourage it. They're like, come on.
It's just
fine.
Have one. You can't control yourself.
See, I think you can.
I think you have me in a death pool.
Wow.
And you are not going to lose. Anyway, Jim, thanks for coming
back to
the podcast.
Jim.
Yeah.
You did a wonderful job, and I'm told last night was your seventh ever appearance on stage.
That is correct. Seven times.
That's amazing.
No kidding.
All at Scotty's Pub?
I've gotten to a couple in Hoboken, a couple all over Jersey. So over the last 2 years, I've done seven now, including last weekend and last night.
Do you live in Hoboken?
No, I'm in like Central Jersey.
Okay.
You do realize now that everyone at the open mic at Scotty's Pub now hates you.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, right?
That is the easiest way where they are. That son of a bitch with his pizza. How dare he? But what we loved, your set had that like complete feeling of like a beginning, middle, and end. And, it's sort of like our thing that we like, I think. Because last time Chris Estrella won with... something like that, where it's a beginning, middle, and end story. Is it something you've been thinking about for a while?
It's something I think about for a while. I take the train every day for like an hour.
Right.
Both ways, I'm 2 hours. So, like, honestly, I'll think something through. So even though I'm not doing shows, I just, like a psychopath, say it in my head over and over again, 5 minutes for, two hours a day for years at a time. So I was able to perfect it without actually having said it.
Right.
So that's my strategy.
That is actually the thing that's going to be good for you to be a comic, is to just... be comfortable being a psychopath.
Yeah.
Ideally, if you can just get into that lane, you'll
talking
go.
Talking to yourself.
Exactly.
I'm not sure about that.
Did Alexa just hear us?
Who is that?
Why is Alexa on? That can't be good.
She's disagreeing, too.
And is pissed.
Is she recording our podcast?
Is this all? Is it recorded? Is it going out? I don't know.
You know how Amazon...
Don't you want to buy something right now? I want to buy something.
As Amazon listens to your conversations, all of a sudden... Gene is going to start getting suggestions for like Prozac.
Cadaver dick. Cadaver dick. Can I just?
Yeah. Well, this will revive your dick. It's a gel called Dick Revival.
Got a dead dick? Yeah. Have this.
Yeah. Jim, what's your Twitter handle?
Con Air fan. That's I'm on.
Really?
Twitter. Yeah.
I honestly don't know which is worse, Cadaver Dick. We're Con Air
fan, like
the movie Con Air. I'm a
Nicolas
fan.
Cage. Are you really?
I'm a huge fan.
Okay, let me tell you something.
Is it Nicolas Cage? Wait, what was it? Was
it's
it
everything.
The action?
It's every second of it is phenomenal.
Wait, Con Air is also something like a product.
Yeah, but it's also a movie about cons in the air, which has never been
Con
done.
Con Air is also a, it's like a...
It was Nicolas Cage, right?
Nicolas Cage, yeah.
I'm going to tell you, I got opinions about this movie. I'm going to tell you why you're wrong.
Is that your profile picture? Is that Reba?
It is Reba with fire eyes. That's my profile picture.
Okay, that's... Wow.
So which one is worse? Tweet us.
Tweet which one of these handles is worse. Here's my problem with Con Air. Steve Buscemi plays a child molester in that movie, which, to begin with, how do you root for a child molester? But he's a fan favorite. Everybody loves Steve Buscemi in that movie.
Isn't he drinking tea at one point and putting on a wig or something? And like it's a weird.
He meets a little girl
in the desert, right?
He meets a little girl, and everybody in the audience is like, "Oh no, a little girl! This is the worst thing that could happen for Steve Buscemi." And they have tea together, and then they cut and they do the rest of the movie. Then the end of the movie is him leaving, and the little girl's still alive, and the whole audience goes. Like that.
He's rehabilitated. The system works.
Right.
The system works.
That's what it is.
Our takeaway is, yay, Steve Buscemi did not molest and kill that girl. That's our feel-good ending of Con Air. It's just, it's crazy to me that 1997, some studio executive was like, that's a good ending. That is a, you know what? I feel good. No, we're going to have all our movies end on not rape and molestation and murder. Good job, guys. So that I can't get my head around Con Air anymore. I love John Cusack. I love young Dave Chappelle is in that movie.
John Malkovich.
John Malkovich is Cyrus the Virus. Love that movie.
Has your wife, Christina, seen that movie?
I doubt it.
Then
movie and a dinner.
Movie and a dinner. Yeah. Next, right?
Dinner and a movie?
No,
Jessica.
Jessica, we've had this fight. It's movie and dinner. Because you don't want to... Here's the thing. Dinner is so important. If it's dinner and a movie, you're rushing through dinner to get to the movie. So even if you're going to Broadway, like, go do the show. Enjoy the show. Then debrief over food.
You're a late eater, though.
Yeah, I'm a late eater. You're encouraging matinees.
I am. But I also eat late. I'll eat tonight. Right. I'll eat at 11 o'clock tonight.
You'll go home and eat 10-day-old pulled pork.
Right?
Just to get yourself
relax
ready.
Through the entertainment. Yeah. Have a cocktail. Enjoy yourself. And then debrief and relax. No, well, I can't rush through a dinner. I hate rushing through.
I love rushing through dinner.
Why?
I would like to eat a pill. If I could have a pill, like in the future.
Really?
Like, I don't like to eat. It's too
much
effort.
Insane.
It's too much effort.
That doesn't make sense.
It is, Bill, it's so much time. Every day I got to figure out what I'm going to eat. I got to sit down. I got to like shovel it like an animal.
I know what Jim likes to eat.
Get me a pill.
Oh, yeah.
A pizza.
I had to think for a minute.
I was so hungry after your set on Tuesday night.
Yes.
But I was pissed at you. Because it's so real. Like, without giving it away, Jody and I were talking about it on the ride up. I'm like, you're going to love this set because, like, you're going to be hungry. And then I've had this experience. I know, like, you're right. Why are people so stupid?
Do you have a favorite pizza place?
Right?
Do you have a favorite pizza stop?
I did. It's called Old World Pizza.
Uh-huh.
And the guys that own the two buildings on either side, the one owner, they squeezed them out, they raised the rent, and the guy closed. He was a Chinese guy that did this brick oven pizza. It was the best pizza in the world.
That's what I love about America.
Oh, my God.
I was just in New Brunswick. At a cafe, it was called Cafe Bene, owned by two Asian guys. And it's like an Italian coffee place owned by Asians speaking broken English. I was like, America is the all-star team of cultures. That's what we are. We go to different cultures and we say, hey, give us your best one. We want your best player. They give us the best player. And we, like, you go to Mexico and you go like, hey, what do you got? And they go, tacos. And you're like, awesome, we'll take tacos. Churros, we'll take churros. And then they got like some bean dish and we're like, we're good.
Yeah.
We don't need that. We'll just make it. That's why I don't eat any food that doesn't have a fast food version of it.
Really?
Because it means that somewhere in the capitalist system, somebody figured out this is the best thing that you could eat from this culture.
Not for and then your they diet. Started,
Was that?
Not for your diet,
well,
though.
No, just in general.
What diet, like, are you on now? Yeah. Are you throwing up after meals?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Just curious.
I run till
I'm
I
not making
sweat.
Light of bulimia, but...
No, but bulimia is supposed to make you light, Bill. That's why you do it.
So there you go. Wow, I see you
did. No, I'm just not eating. I'm eating the same thing. I'm just eating less of it.
What are you eating, though?
Just regular food, like regular people food.
No chance.
Are you going through drive-thrus?
Was that?
Are you eating takeout at drive-thrus?
I am not doing that. But I will say, my idea for a drive-thru place, because I hate eating so much, is I drive through. They throw the food in my mouth as I drive by, and then I just keep on driving.
You are literally hosting movie and a dinner as a podcast, and eating at one of the great restaurants in Central Jersey.
Oh, my wife loves it, and it's enjoyable. I love
and
seeing.
Isn't there a pasta now named after you?
Well, no, there was. No, there was one called. There was one called Linguini Negro. Negro.
Oh, there you go.
Negro. What?
Negro. Negro.
The squid ink one?
The squid ink one. And he said, he was
which
like,
I don't
we
love.
Have.
Yep.
Oh, I don't know. My whole family likes it.
Squid ink?
Squid ink. Yeah.
It makes the pasta black.
Right. Wow.
So Bill
it can
gets.
It have a little fishiness to it.
The veal spadia. So they said, this will be your.
Veal spadia.
Because it means linguini black. Get it? But it was already called that when I got there. You know,
you should have taken it.
That's like, I can't say, like, Jay-Z named the Black Album after me.
Did you? Why not?
Well, I guess I could say it.
Did you try the veal spadia?
Oh, I did.
It's pretty good.
It was really good. But I did hot yoga right after. And, oh, man, did I smell. Dear God. Anyway, Jim, have you ever done hot yoga? No. So you've only done this six times. We talked about Ron last week. Is this something you want to do full time? Is this like your
I mean
goal?
I would. I'm kind of like, I'm not a big planner, like, right. I'm of the belief, like, hey, like, you know, we can go to war with Iran, so like, why am I gonna save money for my kids' college?
That's
so like
perfect.
I kind of play day by day,
right.
So this worked out. I was happy to come Tuesday,
right.
I was surprised to win. I'm happy to be here now.
I think that'll work as a good excuse when your kids are like, I have $700,000 in student loan debt. You go, we almost went to war in 2019. What do you want from me?
Now, I'm going to say this. I pride a little bit because Jill is our traffic reporter in the morning.
Yeah.
So I'm like, is Jim funny at dinners? She's like, he's kind of shocked.
No, she said it's always the quiet ones.
Right? Did you heard me. I asked her in front
she
of you.
She got
yeah.
very worked
like,
up.
Yeah. She's like, yeah, he's very quiet. He takes it all in. He kind of looks and listens. I'm like, that's, you're describing a very creepy guy. That's what you're describing right now. But, so you're not the funny one of the family.
We've had some rough family dinners, so I don't
got
know.
It.
It's not always a time for,
got
well,
it.
Really? What's nah, your nah, family
it's,
dinner?
It's fine. It's
Jim's therapy.
It's, yeah, this is therapy. Go ahead.
If there's a time and a place. Sometimes, you know, it's a place where I feel like opening up. Sometimes it's just like I'm eating and...
Jim, serious question. If your last name was Myra, would you name your child Elvira? Wouldn't that be wonderful? This is Elvira Myra. You would do it, right? That'd be great.
You would do that.
That's yeah. not Jim's last name.
No, but I said he knows it, Jill Myra.
Oh, wait, it was?
I'm saying if it was.
If it was.
That was the question.
Wait, I think are
that
you could related be again?
My wife is her husband's niece.
I can't follow that. I know it's...
So Jill is married. Jill is married to somebody, kind of. And that person is the uncle of Jim's wife.
Yes.
Got it. Okay,
yes.
Now I got it.
So they're related.
So you're really not related.
They're related
not
the same blood, way we're no. all yeah, related, yeah. Bill, just in life.
Right. Like, that's like 2-3 degrees of separation
yes.
is what that is. Got it. Okay. I'm clear now.
Jim went a lot of ways there to deny any blood relation
did you
to Joe Myra.
That?
Yeah. I would be so offended if I were Joe Myra right now.
Well,
my goodness.
A couple of the people, when they found out, we're you know, curious if there's any nepotism involved. So I just want to get that on the record. That
all right, I can speak to that. I can speak to that. We were talking about this.
Yeah,
literally after we had decided that you were one of the winners, I got a text from Jill saying, "Hey, by the way, is Jim there?" So I didn't know.
All right, see, there we go, Ken. You hear that?
Yeah, Ken. Come on, what the hell,
yeah,
Ken?
Piece
What's
of
the matter
shit,
with you,
Ken?
Ken?
You
Good God,
shithead.
Ken. Seriously, grow up, Ken. That's
I
enough.
Hate, we all hate you, Ken.
Who is Ken exactly?
Boo, Ken.
Yeah, well, who's
a friend of mine.
Oh, okay.
What's his last name?
Salenza.
Ken Salenza. There could be a hate hashtag. Like, let's go after him on Twitter.
hey, Ken Salenza, you cadaver dick. What do you think of that?
Lived on way too long.
But cadaver dick?
Yes.
I'm never letting it go.
Oh, my God.
I will hold on to cadaver dick.
I see what you're doing here.
Yeah.
Actually, cadaver dick followed me back.
When all right, screenshot.
Perfect.
Wait, it's Cadaver Dick and Con Air fan?
Yeah.
So both of you should have already retweeted.
This is what you are.
You should have already retweeted this picture, and I don't see that you have.
I'm here, though. I don't want to.
He's
no,
working.
No, we're always tweeting.
Pressure's on.
Yeah, okay.
Wait, hold on. Ron is still here. Ron was here last week. Ron, You're on a date with the girl.
I'm here too.
Okay. You're on a date with a girl. She's the hottest girl you've ever been with. And but it's your first date.
But he already has a girlfriend. He'd be cheating.
No, the girlfriend is out of the picture because she doesn't want to be with Ron anymore.
Did she die mysteriously? Okay,
was that? No, she didn't die. She just didn't like the whole comedy thing. You're out with this girl and she's great. She says to you, "Oh, I love being on Twitter. What's your Twitter handle?" Do you just say, "I don't have Twitter," or do you actually give your real Twitter handle and say, "If you can't handle cadaver dick, I don't want to be with you"?
I would boastfully announce that my Twitter handle is cadaver dick.
Wow.
And if she didn't like it, then, you know, fuck it, so much of it.
Wow.
Yeah,
no one asks what's your Twitter handle.
First date?
That's pretty true, too.
Well, no, this girl works for Twitter. In my thinking, she's an executive at Twitter, and she's like, "Wow, you know, as a comic, you probably really help our system."
Right? He's going to bring you up.
Oh, okay. We're figuring
now
out.
Now we're doing our plan. So, oh, I'm sorry.
52. I'm waiting for 3.
That's great.
I'm waiting for
7. Full house.
I'm waiting for 7.
Awesome.
It's so crowded, we can barely see the back of the room.
We have 900 people here. I hope the fire marshal's not here, Gene.
What are we?
Oh no, what are we going to do?
This is Jersey, brother.
We estimate our crowd size much like the Trump inauguration, which is whatever we want it to be.
just couldn't get away.
There is literally 95 billion people here. What? There's only 7 billion on the planet? Fake news. That is for sure if you want to believe the scientists.
So, Jim, when is your next comedy show?
Nicely done.
I do not know. We'll see how tonight
Jessica,
goes.
Shutting you off.
Oh, sorry.
Not you, Jay.
You're talking to me.
Nothing?
We'll see how tonight goes. I have no plans ahead of this.
Call him. He's available.
Yeah.
I'm very available.
Do you have a website? Or
I do not. Just Twitter and Instagram, ConAirFan.
Instagram. Is it all ConAir tweets? Or
no, I try not to. I don't want it to be a niche thing.
Gotcha.
It's just,
well,
you know.
Now I have another question. All right, so you've only done this 6 or 7 times.
Yeah.
But this is 7. What was the contest? 5?
5, yeah.
Holy shit. So you had 4 times on stage, 5th time you win a contest, 6, tonight 7. Do you have anything other than that?
I do, and I'm like a little
don't
worried.
Don't do it tonight.
I'm not. No.
Stick. We've had this conversation.
Yeah, no.
People do what works.
Yeah.
Try, all of a sudden, they try new shit
at the end. No.
And it goes whoop, right off the deep end.
No, I've had other stuff, and it's not related to food. So I'm trying to lose weight, and now everyone's calling me the pizza guy. So I'm like,
you are
very excited to move on past that.
Yeah.
But if it's working, I'll keep doing that.
Do this for a year.
Yeah.
You know, and then when you get paid for it, then you move on.
Yeah, but I wrote a bunch of stuff. So
all right, good.
Yeah.
No new material. Number one rule.
It's going to be the same
In fact,
thing.
That's the slogan on my website. Jay Black, no new material.
That's why we're very nervous when anybody records.
Like, yes.
Don't record because I'm not changing the fucking set for anybody.
I got nothing but this, folks. I'm sorry. I'll say that in my act sometimes, like in Vegas. I'll say to people, like, "Hey, if you enjoyed the show, please come back tomorrow. It will be identical." And they all laugh, and then they come back.
And it's identical.
And they're like, "You weren't joking. It's identical." Like, even your crowd work was the same. And I was like, "Yeah, I told you. I don't know what you want. I said." I change it up sometimes,
Bill. Do it and get it right and keep doing it. That's it.
I got a new joke. I'll tell you now. You tell me if it's funny.
All right.
I was thinking about this. I was washing my body. And I was looking at the body wash that I have.
15 minutes ago.
Right. But the body wash, it says...
It's not dry yet.
It says body wash. Then underneath it says douche. Because that means, like, clean... in French, right? Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, that has to be so confusing if you're French and you come to America and everybody's calling each other douche, like, angrily. You must be like, "Oh my God, they hate people who shower here in America." And then people go to France and they're like, "Jesus Christ, everybody smells bad." And they're just trying to be polite. They're like, "The Americans are coming. No one shower. They hate that." They're just polite people.
I think that's very funny.
Well, let's try it out tonight, folks. Tune in next week to know how the douche joke went. Now people at home are like, "Make a note. Who knows?
The douche joke is being rolled out."
That's right.
All right,
we
Jim.
Have a title.
What?
Jim.
We now have a...
Jim Donzi, douche. Dash, douche.
I feel like you should plug your favorite pizza place.
I don't even know if I have one.
What?
They all have their own...
Your act is lies.
You're a liar.
You are built on bullshit, Jim Donzi.
It's got to be real.
Well, now it's Jim Donzi douche, and I mean it. How do you think of that? Anyway.
See, natural death.
Natural death.
Natural death. This is what happens.
Both my act and my cadaver, my dick has died. Good night.
Thank you, Jay.
The Speaking Podcast, brought to you by our friends at House of Cupcakes, serving you in Princeton, East Brunswick, Clifton, and Saudi Arabia. The winner of Cupcake Wars offers 35 different flavors, perfect for a special occasion or just a sweet treat. Houseofcupcakes.com. The Speaking Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Flemington Car and Truck Country, 16 brands of cars and trucks. I'm a loyal customer buying my last two trucks there and can tell you no one beats the deals or offers better service. Visit Flemington.com. The Speaking Podcast brought to you by our friends at Casa Gennaro's on Route 27 in Kingston. Call 609-683-1212 for reservations. They're open for dinner every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Ask for my favorite special, the Veal Spadia. Best Italian food in Jersey.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.